Well, talking podcasts, there's a new series of Unravel from the ABC. This one tackles one of Australia's most iconic true crime stories, that of the disappearance of the journalist and activist Juanita Nielsen in 1975. In the early 70s, Sydney's King's Cross was a hotbed of controversy around corruption and high-rise development and the heart of Australia's criminal underground. With her distinctive beehive hairdo, Juanita was a well-known member of the well-to-do Foy family. They owned an iconic city department store. She moved to King's Cross in the late 60s. And started to publish a local newspaper, becoming a vocal opponent in the fight to preserve heritage terraces and affordable housing in the area that she loved. But did her activism cost her her life?
Find the morning of the 4th of July, a good day to live, a good day to die.
The mystery of my aunt Juanita's death was so huge, they wrote songs about it.
Who? Kill Juanita. You know who you are.
They made two feature films, and there's a fair few books too, even a community centre. But back in 1970, Juanita was just living on Victoria Street, busy running her newspaper, socialising, and enjoying everything she created for herself in King's Cross. What she didn't realise then was that the cross was about to explode, and her street would be at the centre of it.
That was Juanita's niece, Kieran McGee. She's the host and producer of a new podcast that looks into the very mysterious disappearance of Juanita. She completely disappeared, completely vanished from King's Cross in 1975 and has never been found. Did she know too much? Who might have wanted her out of the way? And why, after nearly five decades, does her family still have no answers? Kieran joins us on the line now. Kieran McGee, welcome to Breakfast.
Hey, thank you, Tina.
Is this something that you've always wanted to do? You know, obviously, Juanita was your aunt. Was this a case that you grew up, you know, wondering about and wanting to really explore, I guess, as a documentary maker?
Oh, my God. My friends have heard me banging on about doing a Juanita documentary for too many years. They're just relieved that I've actually got it up so that I can stop talking about it. But, you know, to be honest, Juanita's story is something that I've grown up with as part of the family. You know, it's part of our family history. Mm-hmm. And this kind of, even within the family, we all had different theories and different theories were always discussed just because we didn't have any answers. So This was kind of my last chance, really, because the people that we're speaking to, they're getting on, most have passed on. Mm-hmm. And so we took a chance that, Aunty Pip and I took the chance that maybe, just maybe, being family, they might talk to us now. So,
right,
you know, and some did.
And well, you've got an amazing array of guests on that have taken part in the podcast, people that really knew Juanita. You've also had access to some amazing unseen files and documents that have previously been sort of undiscovered, I guess, from your family archives, really.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what kind of kicked off this whole investigation for Aunty Pip and I is finding this trove of the original inquest documents. And that just was huge because it was only a few years after, I think 8 years after Juanita disappeared. Mm-hmm. And it was everyone that we could possibly want to talk to having been, testifying at her inquest. It was incredible for us. And even the texture of the documents, you know, the rats had been into them and things like that. Oh. So it was quite, I don't know, it felt very monumental to Aunty Pip and I at the time.
It's really amazing that you came across some of some old copies of Now, the newspaper which Juanita started and ran, which is a local King's Cross newspaper, which she basically used to advocate for the residents of King's Cross and Victoria Street, and which is probably what made her such a target for the Sydney underworld and the property developers that were wanting to take over the cross. What did you take from it and getting to see her work as a journalist and advocate?
Oh my God, it was absolutely amazing because I didn't grow up with Juanita, so I didn't have a real understanding of who she was. But through the course of reading all these newspapers, you see her moving from being like a 1970s version of an influencer, Instagram influencer, and then you can see this kind of it's in action. You can see her becoming an activist and her passion for this project and for saving her street and for saving these homes for her community. for Juanita, it was all about saving her community, which was really impressive because it was a low-income and bohemian community, and she wanted to save those houses for those people.
Everybody knows her photo. Everybody knows that distinctive beehive hairdo and, you know, this really glamorous figure that very mysteriously disappeared. But what are some of the misconceptions that many people have had about Juanita? What I love about your podcast is that you're actually aiming to tell a story of this woman and who she was. You make her a real person, not just really, you know, a two-dimensional character.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That's as a team from the very beginning, what we wanted to do is one of the things that really frustrates me is this kind of heiress with a beehive thing. I find it really reductive. She, she was this really smart, strategic woman. And that kind of, and she was a businesswoman.
Australia, 1970s conservative Australia, no less, you know?
Well, and this was the other thing. 1975 was the first International Year of the Woman. We were speaking to these amazing women like Wendy Bacon and Meredith Bergman, who had such respect for Juanita. And so I kind of, Arnie Pip and I both learned so much more about Juanita through what Wendy and Meredith told us as well. It's really exciting to kind of have those extra dimensions as well.
Look, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but what do you think happened to Juanita? Okay,
I can't tell you that. That's a spoiler.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely stay tuned. Episode 2 of the podcast has just dropped. Kieran McGee, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on Breakfast.
No, thank you. That was great. Take care.
That was Kieran McGee. She's the host and producer of the Unravel podcast on the ABC of their new series on Juanita Nielsen. Juanita Nielsen, as mentioned, she was a journalist and activist who was advocating against mass property development in King's Cross. She disappeared in July of 1975. She was lured to a King's Cross nightclub during the day under the pretense of a business meeting. She was never seen from again